This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hello, everyone. It's very nice to have you with us for the next 55 minutes right here on your program, Happy Station. And, you know, I told you last week, if you heard last week's show, you realized we didn't record it in the studio because we had some technical problems. Well, the technical problems were fixed, and we're actually back in our studio. But earlier this week, we had continuing technical problems, not with the studio, but with the building that we're in. Now, I mentioned to you that last week, before we recorded last week's show, we came into the studio and the lights kept going off all the time. And I said, well, it wasn't our problem, it was somewhere in the building. Well, they discovered what the problem was. There was a leak somewhere where water was leaking into the electric system of the building. You're saying, how can that happen? Well, it's not really a new building, and we've had so much rain, and there were some cracks. Anyway, water was leaking into the electric, so they fixed it. And they fixed it, and that's fine. But then on Monday, oh, you know what? I think let's take a listen to some music first, and then I'll tell you about that whole thing, because that was something that nobody had expected. Nobody here had expected what would happen on Monday. So let's begin with some music right away. And by the way, today's music is focusing on our good friends down under in Australia. Yes, music from Australia. Here's Flash in the Pan with Hey, St. Peter.
The morning was cold and lonely. City lights, old and gray. The sun arose and tried to smile.
Song, no time to kill.
I said, hey.
before you ring your bell. Just been down in New York town, done my time in hell, done my time in hell.
There we have it. Hey, St. Peter, Flash in the Pan from Australia, the country whose music we're featuring on this week's show. I told you about a big problem that we had that caught everybody off guard on Monday. Now, there were two things that happened on Monday. First, at around 5 o'clock in the morning, we had an earthquake of 6.5 on the Richter scale. Now, before you start sending messages to me and emails saying, oh, hopefully everything is safe. Yes, everything is fine. And here in Taiwan, I've realized that, you know, we get earthquakes all the time. In fact, today we had another one of 4.6 on the Richter scale. It wasn't as shaky as the one that was over 6. But nevertheless, we still felt it. But the reaction here is not that of, oh, we've got to run, hide and cover. No, it's sort of like, oh, another small one. And you sort of have an idea what the small ones are. It was more the attitude of, oh, well, another small one, and then you kind of move on. You can always tell, after you've been living here for a while, when a big one will happen, because the shaking is quite different. So anyway, yes, we had an earthquake. Monday night I got home. It was around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the evening. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'm just going to take it easy tonight. I don't want to respond to any emails or do anything on Facebook. So I'll just cook dinner and watch a little bit of television. I don't know how many of you are into the series Grey's Anatomy, but I'm hooked on it. And I just got series 8. So I decided, you know, I'm going to watch that tonight, on Monday night. So it was around 10 o'clock, started watching it. And then just before 10 o'clock, it started to rain. And as I told you, we have had so much rain in the last few months here in Taiwan. It's the most that we've ever had in almost 20 years. So I thought, okay, another day of rain, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is when things changed. Because we're now at our time of year, typhoon season, and of course, monsoon season. So there was this big downpour of rain. And then I realized, after 30 minutes, well, this is a little unusual because usually a heavy downpour like this will not last that long. It just continued. Then, to add on top of it, a lot of lightning and a lot of thunder. And this continued for approximately 6 hours. Approximately 6 hours. The rain was just nonstop. It just wasn't stopping. No wind. No wind. So it wasn't a typhoon. It was just a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, and absolutely coming down in buckets. In the morning, that's when a lot of people woke up to discover what had happened. Taichung, south of Taipei, parts of the city were flooded. The mountain areas of Taipei had many, many landslides. Here in Taipei itself, because of some rivers that we have that go through the city, we also had flooding in some areas. In fact, only 15 minutes away from PCJ, near Xingpu, there was water in the streets. It was just absolutely incredible. Now, on Tuesday morning, the government announced that schools will close in the morning in Taipei, but they'll be open for afternoon classes. By the time 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock came around, they announced that everything was closed for the day. I didn't hear about this until 1, but I remember at 10 o'clock in the morning heading out to the post office not far from where I live, to bring some stuff to send out. And when I think back now, yes, it was a little strange because there weren't many cars on the street. There weren't many people. It was all pretty quiet. And when I went into the post office, there were four people. Myself and four people at the counter. Now, usually there's a lot more than that. Then I did my business at the post office and then came back home. And when I came back home, I remember at the corner, crossing the street, walking across the street and going, something looks odd. It looks like a garbage truck had had some type of accident. And there was trash scattered throughout the whole area. And I said, well, this is odd. Maybe the wind moved it, but there was no wind. It wasn't until I got home when a friend of mine sent me a picture, because he lives near the area, of what had happened near Da'an Chow, Da'an Bridge, and Xinpu. The water had just come up, not very much. Cars were still able to drive through it. But it was just absolutely incredible. Now, this has happened in Taipei before, many, many years ago, during one of these flash downpours. The subway system, I think it was the red line, we have different color lines, but it was the red line, that part of the line got flooded, and it took them almost a year to repair it, to do the repairs. Now, I know you're saying to yourself right now, well, wait a second, if this happens, don't they have pumps? Well, actually, you know, they do have pumps. They have a very good pumping network for Taipei. What happened was the normal rainfall, let's say, that we would get during one of these heavy downpours is maybe around 200 or 300 milliliters. This was over 1,000. Over 1,000. And basically, it's the kind of thing you can't really predict that it's going to happen, but it just did. And it just stretched. It just stretched the pumping system to its limits. Some of the other things, of course, that happened during this was a lot of landslides in the mountain areas around Taipei. And I didn't realize how bad it was until Tuesday afternoon when I was taking a drive up to where we're building our relay station, between 25 and 30 kilometers outside of Taipei. The road was blocked, and I got a phone call from the power company that's installing new lines to the site. And as I mentioned before, they've had to halt work a number of times because of the rain. Well, this is not just a rain problem. Now the problem was they couldn't access the road. They couldn't access to where they'd been doing the work. They now have to wait for everything to dry out because the land is unstable to get to it to start continuing the work. To add, as they say, insult to injury, the little bridge, there's a small bridge that we drive across to get to where the site is. The bridge, well, there was a bridge. The bridge is now long gone, was washed out. So I'm actually right now in the middle of deciding, of trying to get a clear picture of when we will start doing test transmissions. I was really hoping late last year that we'd be able to do it by August, but that is now no longer a possibility. And I think we'll have to wait till a little while longer. I'm not sure, but I will be announcing it very soon when we're going to do it, because we just don't know yet. I have to get the details to see if there was any damage on the ground, the water problems. Oh, it's a real pain. It's a real pain. All right. You're listening to Happy Station. My voice is starting to go, and I think I'm going to go get some water. So let's take a listen to more music. Here's Spectrum and I'll Be Gone. Thank you. Spectrum from Australia and I'll Be Gone here on your program, Happy Station. You know, we're just getting back just for one brief moment about the rain we just discovered on Wednesday. Wednesday that today, Saturday, or Sunday, we will be hit with the second typhoon for the season. It looks like this one is actually coming straight towards us. So next week, if it sounds like I'm doing the show underwater, then you'll know why. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, you can visit our website at any time to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions and other shows from PCJ, by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. All right, time now for more music. We're going to play a little bit more music today because my voice is fading more and more as I'm doing today's show, and I don't know why. It started a couple of hours ago. Here's John Farnham, who many of you know, with Comic Conversation.
I'm going to ask your friends your number, and I'll call you when your man is out. Say the right word at the right time, and perhaps you'll even have me round. And wouldn't it be a funny situation, the two of us and a comic conversation? Has the world been treating you?
Children breakfast, gets them on. much work you'll have to stay behind. But she knows it isn't work that's on his mind. But still he'd never leave her. Cause what would the children think? Where would the children go? What would the children do if they knew the way it was? But they'll never learn because what would the children think? Where would the children go? At the gate she kisses him and watches him walk, hoping this small charade will stop the neighbor's talk. She turns to hide a tear inside her gilded cage. She cries for the love she could not hold and lost to someone half her age. Then a bright and breaking heart tell her to run away. But she values what she's got a little more. Two kids, one 9 and one nearly 4, and she would never leave them. What would the children think? Where would the children go? What would the children do if they knew the way it was? But they'll never learn because what would the children think? Where would the children go?
Rick Springfield, What Would the Children Think? And before that, John Farnham and Comic Conversation here on Happy Station. Now let me take a moment actually to tell you about the 7 Receivers in 7 Months contest. That's right. We have 7 SanGen ATS 909X receivers that we're giving out to 7 lucky people. We've already given out one for the month of May, and we have one that we're giving out at the end of this month. To find out the details, go to our website, pcjmedia.com, and you'll see all the details on the right menu. And for this contest, you have to call the PCJ answer line. Now, I could tell you the number right now, but I'm not going to do that. No, because I want you to go to our website and find out the phone number. Call, leave a message, and we'll use the message on the program, like these two that we just received.
I have seen independent review from Mr. Keith and many YouTube video about SanGen ATS 909X receiver. Frankly speaking, I fell in love with this extraordinary receiver. Later saw that it is a great receiver for FM DXing also. So, I can't resist myself winning a SanGen ATS 909X. Another objective of being a winner is that many Indian DXer radio lovers look for quality digital world receiver with an affordable price. I want to check its quality with the first-hand experience and then can recommend to go for it. Don't know if I will get that opportunity of experiencing this receiver being a winner. Thank you.
Hi, Kay. Why went with winner in your context? Simply because we are few Latin Americans continue your program. And soon we want to be in Spanish. That is La Estación de la Alegría, the Happy Station. Greetings from Venezuela, Jorge García Rangel.
And there we have it, two people that have entered the 7 receivers in 7 months contest from PCJ, and we'll be announcing the winner for this month at the end of the month. To find out all the details, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and you'll see the number for the answer line, In About Us. That's not In About Us. That's if you click on About Us, then you'll see the answer line number. Okay, that's it, and that's all you need to do. Time now for more music. Let's take a listen to Colleen Hewitt with Day by Day.
Day by day, oh,
Colleen Hewitt and Day by Day here on your program, Happy Station. I also invite you, by the way, to check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. Speaking of Facebook and social media sites, we're working on a very special edition of Media Network Plus that is going to be focusing on social media. Why? Well, even though I'm guilty myself, and I have to admit I do spend probably way too much time, as I should, on Facebook. But the reality is that, is it really very social? Do we lose social skills from interacting one-on-one with somebody? That's an interesting question, and we will answer that and hopefully other things that are connected with social media on an upcoming edition of Media Network Plus from PCJ. We have another special program, by the way, coming up at the end of the month on Media Network Plus, the 55-minute edition. As you know, Radio Netherlands Worldwide is closing down the English language service because of a massive budget cut that they suffered a few months ago. And we're going to be doing a special edition of the program looking at international broadcasting from the Netherlands with many, many clips and other surprises as well. And that's coming up on the monthly edition of Media Network Plus. We're also going to have some stuff in the weekly 55-minute edition towards the end of the month. All right, now time for more music. Now, this was a band that one time in the 1980s was probably the most famous band to come out of Australia. They were called Split Enz. Now, here's a question. I want to see how many people out there know this, but what did the band become? What did the band become? Well, we'll take a listen to Split Enz, and then we'll listen to what they became right after. Here they are with One Step Ahead.
Save it all for another day. ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Well, there we have it, Crowded House, before that, Split Enz. Now, I should clarify something. Split Enz are not originally from Australia. They were actually from New Zealand. After Split Enz disbanded, the lead singer, two of the members of Split Enz, decided to form Crowded House. Now, I know when I said this is a band from Australia, there's probably some Kiwis out there that got very upset. No, I didn't say they were completely from Australia, just a few of the members. It became, of course, Crowded House later on. We still have time for more music. We're going to end off with one more song before we say goodbye. Here's Tina Arena, Heaven Help My Heart.
The blue fell off the rose. Heaven.
And there we have it, Tina Arena, Heaven Help My Heart. The last song on today's edition of Happy Staturing, on this edition of Happy Station, is what I meant to say, featuring the music from Australia. And a special thank you, by the way, to Radio Australia and ABC Radio National for the music used on today's program. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, our website, www.pcjmedia.com, for this and this program and others. I'm losing it now, I think. I think I have to leave you. I have to remember that one. I think that has to go in the blooper show at some point. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. On behalf of our technician and everyone else that helped put the program together, this is Keith Parent saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.